Good morning. We're continuing to the Mehilchos Shabbos, Klal Tes, and we're going to be learning Simon Hay. And again, today's shiur is sponsored by Benji Kleinman, Yehuda Nishmas, his parents, Chaim Meir Ben Mordechai Halevi, and Golden Bas Yaakov Leib. The Gemara puts a caveat onto this heter known as Damashen Miskaven. There's one place where the Gemara says even Rav Shimon, old Damashen Miskaven, is mutter. He is moida that it's going to be also. And the Gemara calls that psik reisha. Literally, psik reisha means to cut off the head. So it's a phrase that the Gemara is using. Psik reisha will yomus, can you cut off his head and it's not going to die? In other words, the point is it's inevitable. It's something which is that it's definitely going to happen. So psik reisha changes the rules. So the Chayalim says the following. This halacha that Damashen Miskaven is permitted. We're talking about a case where the Damashen Miskaven is not a psik ratio. So again, the person is doing X, out of X may result Y. He's not mechuyev to take that into consideration. He's focusing on X, not Y. So he has no intent to do Y. But let's say Y, of a mechuyev psik ratio of Yomus. If Y is inevitable, the same way it's inevitable if we chop an animal's head off, the animal dies. If we chop a person's head off, the person dies, chas v'sholom. It's inevitable. So if the result of what the person is doing is inevitable, even Rav Shimon says it's aser. I'm going to skip the parentheses for a second. A person is, again, he's eating in his backyard, and he wants to wash the tilsidayim. So he pours the water over his hands to wash the tilsidayim. We ask the person, is the person being mechaven for the goal of watering the ground, which is a toldah of the malacha of zareya, planting? He's helping the plants grow by pouring water on them. So he's watering the plants. Well, the person is not intending at all to try and water the plants. But the reality is, he's watering the plants. So, Dabagav, even though he is not intentionally trying to water the plants, but definitely what he's doing benefits the plants and helps them grow. So that's definitely, he's doing the malacha of Zareya. This is told of Zareya. Planting is the av, and helping the plant grow is a told of Zareya. So he's vali going to be doing a malacha d'raisa. So the situation where it's a psikresha, the head of Damashen Miskaven does not apply. Now the Chayyadim points out a very important point, that not only is it usur, it's chayiv. So there are certain things which are chayiv deraisa. It's an avarin at the deraisa level. Certain things which are not chayiv deraisa, but it's still aser, patel over aser. Some of them might be nisha deraisa, because it shows aser min Torah, but it's not chayiv. Most cases of patel over aser are patel min deraisa. It's their mutter, because Allah asked them, so patel and aser. And we have things which are mutter. The Rosh Hashanah takes something which potentially is a vayra deraisa, makes it mutter. Psik reisha takes it back, not only does psik reisha bring it back to being usur, psik reisha brings it back to being a chayiv. Now, what's the logic behind psik reisha? According to Shimon, that the main thing is kavana. The person does not have his kavana, so why should it be chayiv? So the Chayyim present two possibilities to how to understand the idea of psik reisha. One is, if B is inevitable out of A, so if a person is being mechaven for A, and A equals B, or B equals A, so the kavana that you're being mechaven for A is the same, it's considered as if you're being mechaven for B. The kavana for A transfers to B. One way of saying it. The other way of saying it is more than the actual das of the person. But people know that this is what happens. It's a psik reisha. So people normally are aware of the results. So if people are aware of the results, and they do it anyway, means they're agreeing to accept that consequence. That's already considered having kavana. because it's definitely going to happen, and they know it's going to happen, and they're still doing it anyway, means they're saying that they're okay with that. That's equivalent to the halacha, as if they're mechavin. So you have two ways to understand psik ratio. We need to clarify a few more points about psik ratio. Chayotim will actually add a caveat to psik ratio in Simon Vav, and we're going to add a few more points ourselves as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.